Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, welcome to this week's Must Hear Music podcast. I am sitting here with recent Coachella returnee Jason Lipschitz, as well as Natalie Weiner. And Natalie, if I'm not mistaken, this is your first podcast, correct?
It's my very first podcast. I'm a little nervous, but you know, I think I'll get through it.
This is going to be great.
Yeah. Well, good luck.
Thank you.
We will be grading you afterwards.
That being said, for not being
Joe's
scary.
A hard ass.
Before we kick this off, so Jason, you were Coachella. I read your stuff. It was good. Great on occasion. But what? I mean, overall, like, how was it? Did you enjoy it? What?
That was like the most like half-hearted. Like, yeah, I read your stuff. It was good. Like, thanks, man. Really,
that was like a
really
lead into something else.
Compliments by Joe.
Yeah, it was. I mean, Coachella is always a trip. It's always the poshest of all the music festivals. There's a lot of people there. It just, one of the things, and I'm going to start off by complaining about Coachella.
Great.
Which I went to for free to cover.
but a lot to whine about.
There, yeah. I know. I will say that, like, there's many, many occasions where, like, people go and just don't pay attention to the music at all. And that's fine, but it's just like,
it's about
for
the vibes,
me,
Jason.
Yeah, it's about the
just
vibe.
Just gotta like soak in the sun.
I'm the kind of guy who's like, oh, I want to catch like 10 minutes of this band, like, so I'm racing all around the field
too.
Like a moron.
Definitely.
It was great. There was a lot of great music this year. Even like this might have been the my favorite year in terms of the music. Just because of... Because
you're a big AC/DC fan.
I'm big AC. No, I'm not. Not a big AC. And they were great. They're just not my thing at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's all I'm going to say about that.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, the first day alone was like Tame Impala, War on Drugs, Licky Lee, Caribou, Azealia Banks was awesome. Ride played. They were great.
That's a pretty awesome lineup.
Yeah. Steely Dan was that day. Action Bronson. So it was just like, it was an awesome day. I mean, that was only the first day. And then obviously the final day was great with Drake and Florence and the Machine, Brand New. It was quite the time, man.
Drake and that Madonna kiss.
Yeah. That
I
was
mean,
weird.
Kisses
in real life. Like,
misnomer. That was just like two mouths and one tongue shoving into
mouths,
the other
one.
I think that's the name of Drake's new album, Two Mouths, One Tongue.
Yeah, I feel like his was kind of like recoiling.
It was just a weird. Did you guys watch the performance? Were you like live
streaming? I mean, no, I didn't watch it live stream. I have a life, Jason.
Right?
No, I'm kidding. I watched the footage afterwards on YouTube.
Erica actually stayed up and watched the whole thing, which is crazy because it ended at 3 a.m. this time.
That is crazy.
It was a weird performance. It was definitely a little disappointing because I'm a huge Drake fan and I just wanted it to be the perfect Drake show, and it just wasn't. It was super weird that like he rapped Big Sean's verse and Big Sean wasn't there. Like he did Crew Love, but The Weeknd, who played on Saturday, wasn't there. Mm. But like there were no guests except for Madonna, which is a strange thing. Like,
yeah,
that is weird.
He at some point he was just like, all right, we're not going to have any guests except Madonna.
Maybe that was her thing. She was like, I will be your guest, but that means you can have no other guests.
Yeah.
And Drake's like, what about Big Sean? She's like, no Big Sean.
Yeah.
What about Little
She's
Sean?
She's like, I don't know
no
who that
Sean.
Is, and I don't care to
What
know
about
who
medium-sized Sean? No medium-sized Sean. Anyway, we got to get started on
that's
the
more than
music.
Enough. Yeah, anyway, so Coachella, that sounds great.
You're like,
actually.
Yeah, shut
sounds
up,
like
Jason.
Fun.
Anyway.
Joe and I were here, not at Coachella.
Yeah, we were here, not Coachella-ing.
You'll see Drake at Governor's Ball, I'm sure.
Probably, yeah. I've seen him as a guest many times, but never.
I've never seen
never,
him.
Always a bridesmaid, never a bride with Drake is my situation. But
that
let's,
is all you, always
let's
what
just
you say.
Move right into one of my picks. So A$AP Rocky has a new album coming up. It's Allah or At Long Last A$AP. Mm-hmm. And he released one of the songs from it, or at least I think it's confirmed to be one of the songs from it. Song's called M's, which is a capital M apostrophe and then the dollar sign.
Obviously.
And I loved his first studio album. And I feel like, unlike a lot of other rappers who kind of like keep putting out material, he was silent. I mean, like, he's back now, but like, he was silent for a good period of time in between that 2012 album and now he's gearing up for the second studio release. Which is just too bad because he is like, I mean, so this, anyways, this song M's is pretty like standard trap fare. I mean, it's good, like it's really good, but like his flow and the way he delivers words is just like unlike anything. Like it always sounds like kind of like Lil Wayne, like he's half serious, half joking about everything he says. There's just like so much personality in the way he raps. So I'm really into this, and I'm really excited for the album. But what about you? You're nodding, Natalie. What do you think?
Well, I'm just, you know, nodding supportively. yeah, I like A$AP Rocky, but I have to say he's not my favorite A$AP. I'm more a Ferg girl myself.
Wow, a Ferg girl. That's great.
Yeah, you know, but
feeling that trap lord.
Yeah, I don't know. For whatever reason, Rocky, his stuff doesn't just like grip me, but I do like this song. I think it's really good. It's a little bit dark for my like personal rap taste. Like the beat is definitely like kind of like ominous sounding.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm into it. I think he's going to put out a good album. He seems to be in a very different headspace now as opposed to, you know, his first album. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
Yeah. So it's funny because I didn't love the first A$AP Rocky album. And I think it's because it came out 2 months after Kendrick Lamar's Good Kid, Mad City. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, there's a lot of dumb fun on that album, but after Good Kid, Mad City, I just wasn't. I was like, oh, come on. Like,
you weren't up
like,
for like, dumb fun.
Yeah, I wasn't up for dumb fun. It came out in January. I was like, I was in like cold, like thoughtful rhyme mode. And it's funny because now Kendrick obviously put out his second album, and which is, again, more thought-provoking than Good Kid, Mad City. But at the same time, now A$AP's kind of gearing up for his second album, and I'm all about these songs. Like, maybe it's the season. Maybe it's because it's, like, approaching summer, and I just want more, like, effing problems songs.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm totally in on this. I'm, like, more excited about this A$AP Rocky album than I have any reason to be. And it's just, like,
I'm glad to hear
I really like this song. I love the song that he put out, like, the two-minute, like, Pretty Flocka Jody, that song, and I'm butchering that title, but I have that on like multiple playlists, and I'm just like, I listened to that driving around Palm Springs. I was like, yeah, this is great, and I hadn't heard this song maybe because I was gone, but it's awesome. He's the best at this kind of music, and very intense, very fun.
Yeah, I think you might be right with the seasonal thing, because when you think of the first one dropping in January and a song like Wild for the Night, which I grew to love, I didn't like when I first heard it. And I think that was because, you know, it's in the middle of winter. Like, it's kind of like, it just doesn't make sense. But then this like EDM hip hop party song, when you hear it in the summer, is like, oh, wait, this is awesome.
Yeah,
and
I want to
listen to this over and over. So, yeah, I think it's good that this album is coming out in the hot season.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be hot. I don't know. That
well
was
said,
that
Joe.
Was terrible.
Well said.
Well, let's listen to it. It's A$AP Rocky. The song is M.
Talking about M. Finna go in, go ham like M. Not gonna do him, tell him worry about them. But I don't even trip though. Bruh, yeah, I'm really with the shit though. My, I get
that was new A$AP Rocky. Let's talk about Jason pick now.
What's up, man?
Let's just go straight into it. Let's go into Mumford and Sons.
Mumford and Sons. The Wolf. You guys listen to the song?
I did. I wrote about it in when you were gone. Sadly, you were gone, so I had to write about this.
Since I've been gone.
really, all I said about it in my write-up, I was just like, this sounds a bit like Kings of Leon, which is strange. Because, like, 3 years ago, you wouldn't be like, oh, Mumford, they're such a Kings of Leon contemporary. But now that they've, like, ditched the banjo.
It's like my least favorite
and gone, like,
ever.
Yeah, now that they've kind of, like, gone a more, like, I don't know, arena rocky kind of U2-inspired thing. Like, it's really starting to, like, veer into that territory.
Man, I am all about this song. Like, I was not a big fan of the first single, Believe. It's funny because when I heard the first songs from this album, they played me Believe and then The Wolf right after it. And they played me, I think, three other songs. But, like, hearing The Wolf after Believe, I was like, oh, man, all right, here we go.
Let's do it.
Like, Believe is more of, like, Coldplay. This reminds me less of, like, Kings of Leon and more of, like Silver Sun pickups and, like the Nationals harder stuff. I think the whole album kind of sounds like the National, but they made it with the dude from the National. I just think that this is like the best kind of look for them and that they are trying this new style out and they are, I mean, people will hear when the album, full album comes out. I saw them play the full album last week at like a small show and some of the songs didn't go over that well. This song was like, people went bananas for this song and it was really cool to watch. And I think that this song like does have some actually like modern rock radio staying power. I just think that it's just a really well-written song. I think it's just a really well-written rock song. What do you think, Natalie?
Well, I mean, I definitely agree. I think it has like radio potential for sure.
That was awesome. Now you're like, I agree that it has radio potential.
I'm trying to be diplomatic. No, I totally agree with Joe that it does sound like Kings of Leon. I was sitting there. I was like, what does this sound like? It sounds like a thing that I used to listen to when I was like 16. And that was definitely Kings of Leon. It's like, you know, they're making good rock music, I guess.
Qualified phrase.
Wow. You're really like a politician right now. This is great.
I don't know. Whatever.
What do you think, Joe?
I mean, I just think it's a little generic, I guess.
Wow, I'm really surprised you guys don't like this song.
I appreciate like they really are rocking out on this, and that doesn't sound fake. Like, it doesn't sound like they're trying too hard or anything, but I don't know. It's not grabbing me, I guess.
I feel like if you guys didn't know it was Mumford & Sons, you would be warmer to this song.
Maybe. I guess that's possible.
That is possible. I definitely came in with a bias.
But yeah, it just makes me think, like, what? They gave up the banjos just to, like, sound like everyone else?
Oh, shit.
Whoa. All right. See, I asked Joe if I could be mean on the podcast. So I guess now good. I'm getting my answer.
Yeah. No, that's, I mean, I think that it's not a modern classic piece of originality,
sure.
But I do think that it's just like it hits its mark. Like I think this may be like the best thing Mumford's ever put out, in my opinion.
Whoa.
Yeah, and I'm like, come on, guys, everyone calm down. But like, I'm never like a huge Mumford and Sons fan. No, nothing against them. It's just not my favorite kind of music. And
right,
but I think that this is. Yeah, this is really compelling to me. But
well, we've got dividing opinions. So let's listen to it and I don't know. You should listen to it and tweet us what you think. So we've got Mumford and Sons, The Wolf.
Been wondering for days how you felt me slip your mind.
Alright, that was the new Mumford and Sons.
You're the real wolf. That's what I got. Yeah. That's what I have to say about that.
Yeah.
You're at the door.
Yeah, Joe looks pretty wolf-like. He's wearing a cardigan.
Yeah, exactly.
The better to pan wolf-ing your song with, my dear. All right.
Oh, man. Anyways, so let's talk
just
about...
Just wait until we get to Lightning Bolt. Come on. Come
okay,
on.
Okay, let's...
Just wait. All right.
All right. All right. Just a little preview. I picked a lightning bolt song. Apparently, that's not a Jason favorite. So let's talk. Okay, Natalie, this is one of your songs. Tyler, the Creator with Kanye West and Lil Wayne. It's called Smuckers.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm laughing. Smuckers is such a great title. Like, Tyler just has always the weirdest, best titles for songs. But yeah, he kind of did the half surprise album where he announced he had an album coming out in a week. It was Cherry Bomb. It's out now. And this is the song that you picked. So why don't you talk about it?
Sure. I mean, I just picked it. Like, I've never, like, listened to tons and tons of Tyler, the Creator, but, you know, this album came out. I'm into it, you know, and obviously I'm going to check out the Kanye Lil Wayne feature because that's a big deal. Yeah. To get both Kanye and Lil Wayne on a song is, like, no small thing. And I'm into it. It almost sounds like they recorded it literally, like, in a bedroom. Like, it has kind of a rough, unpolished feel. And just kind of like the instrumental soul samples in the background that weave in and out. And they just all seem to be kind of just going for it, you know, which is a cool thing to see. Like, three dudes who can really rap, just like letting it all hang out in a sense. And also, like, obviously kind of different generations, different genres. And I mean, I was like, as, like, watching the reactions on Twitter, some guy was like, this is definitely the best we've seen Kanye rap in a while. And I don't know if I, like, totally agree with that, but it's definitely, he's, you know, going in a little bit more. It's not, like, only one, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, at the very least, like, I don't know if it's, like, his best rapping, but certainly lyrically he's talking about, I guess, more, like, socially relevant issues than he usually does. Like, you know, he talks about white parents who maybe aren't inherently racist but still don't want, like, their daughter dating a black guy in Section 8 housing. And it's a lot more real than we have been hearing from, I guess, Kanye lately, or maybe Kanye ever. I mean, he's not, like, certainly not without a consciousness, but he's not like a Common or a Talib Kweli or something.
Yeah. I agree. It's funny. You mentioned the sound quality. That's kind of been a problem. I started listening to this album and... Yeah, I think that it's just kind of mixed weird. Like, I feel like there's points where I'm just like, oh, this is really tough to listen to.
Definitely. Yeah, that's what I've heard from other people, too. I haven't listened all the way through yet.
I'm not a huge Tyler guy. I never really have been. I think he's a little bit too dark for me. But, like, obviously a lot of people love this dude. And I kind of like him as a person more than him as a rapper, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. But I think that... I mean, obviously, Kanye sounds great here. I think Wayne sounds pretty cool on this song, too. And in terms of what Tyler's saying, like, I think that he's always going to be unhinged on the mic, and I think he's always going to be an acquired taste. Yeah. And it'd be interesting to hear, like, what this song would be without him. Like, I feel like he, even though, like, everyone has their own contribution, like, this is decisively a Tyler, the Creator song. For better or worse.
Yeah.
I think
that's a good point.
Yeah. So
yeah, I like
that's
it.
That's what I got.
That's what he got. All right. Well, let's listen to it. Tyler, the Creator featuring Kanye West and Lil Wayne, Smuckers.
Richer than white people with black kids. Scary than black people with ideas. Nobody could tell me where I'm heading, but I feel like Michael Jordan's got
it. Smuckers, the new Tyler, the Creator song from the album Cherry Bomb. Next up, I'm so excited to get to this now after that little tease. Let's talk about Lightning Bolt.
Let's talk about Lightning Bolt.
I selected a Lightning Bolt song from their new album, Fantasy Empire. It's called, anyways, if you're unfamiliar, Lightning Bolt, they're a rock two-piece that's been around a while, pretty experimental, pretty just like crushingly loud song. I mean, like, I guess just like crushingly loud is the best way to describe it. Like, their live performance is... The singer has a microphone stuck in his mouth, and he has a mask over it to keep the mic in. But I think in spite of all of that, they have – the reason I really like them and the reason I picked this particular song, which is called Over the River and Through the Woods, is because they have this really destructive sound, but they never lose – I wouldn't call it melodic, but they definitely never lose sight of, like, a good riff. Like, it either switches from a great guitar riff, or they kind of, like, jam out on a bass riff. There's always something that kind of, like, grounds it and just keeps it from being, like, pure noise. And, of course, there are people who like pure noise. But, like, I'm not particularly a noise rock person, but I do like very loud rock, and I think Lightning Bolt is great in that sense. And this is, I think, one of their better songs recently.
Yeah, Jason is ready to go in.
No, I actually am not going to go in. I just don't. This is not for me. And I
don't want you to go in.
No, I'm not opposed to noise rock at all. This seemed interminable to me. This just kept going and going. It's like 6.5 minutes of just a lot of guitar.
It
and
is 6.5 minutes. I'm sorry about that.
Hey, it's okay, man. It's your must hear music. You think this is must hear music? I think that this is must trash music. I don't know. I'm really messed up. I'm really tired, guys. I'm sorry. Guys.
But it's okay.
Sorry. You're still a little tired from Coachella.
Yeah.
He was partying too hard with Drake.
Exactly. Yeah. Me and Drake were listening to Lightning Bolt.
And Madonna.
And he was like,
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, Lightning Bolt, Wonderful Rainbow is a pretty cool album, but it just seemed kind of directionless to me. That's all I'll say.
That
wasn't really going in. That was more sleepy.
I have a question first. So does this qualify as metal or no? I do not know anything.
I'm always very confused what can and can't be metal. The metal community doesn't consider Lightning Bolt metal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But realistically, right, like, I mean,
it sounds to me a little bit like, but obvious, I don't know. There wasn't as much singing, so I don't know.
Right.
I was into it. I don't know. I have, I'm whatever. Maybe it's not metal, but I have had my metal moments a little bit in the past. And like, it was cool. It's definitely more like a jam band vibe. You know, they're kind of just like fading in and out of different ideas. And like, it was like a tiny bit repetitive, but I think that's the idea.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The song, you know. But yeah, if you're in the right mood, I say, like, go for it.
Yeah.
Like, rock out, you know.
I agree. Right. I agree with that. If you're in the right mood,
we've got a yes and a no and a maybe.
Yeah.
But I like that.
You know, it's just, I can't listen to like that kind of thing every single moment, every single day.
Absolutely.
But there are,
you would go crazy.
There are moments when I'm like, yeah, I'm down.
Yeah, occasionally you need like, no, I totally agree. I'm not like a big metalhead, but occasionally you want like to throw on a Slayer or something. And,
yeah.
And just
I'm a Mastodon.
Let
fan.
Your brain
bash
out.
All right, let's listen to Mastodon instead of his
Yes, Mastodon.
Mastodon's great. All right, let's listen to a little bit of it. It's Lightning Bolt, Over the River and Through the Woods. All right, that was Lightning Bolt. Next up, let's do Eric Hassel. So we've got the new song, No Words.
Oh, yeah.
This is a Jason pick. And
hell yeah.
This guy was at Coachella, right?
No, he wasn't.
Right,
I wish
making
he was.
That up. Just kidding.
He
could have been.
He could have been.
Looks like he could have
been. That is the realest comment about Eric Hassel ever.
Sorry.
Eric Hassel, a really promising pop singer-songwriter. He had one of my favorite songs of last year, Pathetic. Did we cover that?
I think we talked about
Pathetic on the podcast. Yeah, he has a new single. It's called No Words. It's sort of like a very upbeat breakup song. And I just think like this isn't anything new for him in terms of the sound of it, but it's just sort of him really owning his lane as much as possible in terms of just the melody and the production, and his voice is stellar. And I just think that this dude has so much potential in a way that I'm not sure if he's ever going to have like a crossover hit or a crossover album or something like that, but he just keeps putting out quality singles. This might be his best one. And I love what this dude is doing. So yeah, shout out to Eric Hassel.
Yeah. I'm looking back actually. So we did talk about Pathetic, and when last we did it, you said at that point you had not loved his material, but you were blown away by Pathetic.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
So that, that was your, that,
yeah,
your turning
he's
point.
Been around yeah. for a while, and like just recently, I feel like he's really kind of come into his own. And Pathetic was one of the first ones that really got me hooked, and then he's had a couple others. He had a showcase a couple weeks ago at Pianos in New York, where he sounded great, and yeah, I mean, I'm really, really. I'm buying Eric Hassel's stock. I'll put it that way. Like I'm buying low, and he's gonna reward me someday.
Yeah, I also really like this. I did like Pathetic. I think I like this a little more because I'm a sucker for kind of new disco type sounds. Mm-hmm. Like anything that mines that Studio 54 era, I just love. And it's not simply a throwback. Like this also is just a very good funky pop song.
Yeah, I feel like if for those listening, I always forget that people actually listen to us discuss these things. For those listening, if you like a song like Rather Be by Clean Bandit, if you like Latch, if you like Years and Years, anything like that, like just check out Eric Hassel.
Yeah, it's got some sweet strings on it.
Yeah, come on, it's great. All right, Natalie.
I was into it. I'm surprised that you said he's like been around for a while, because to me it feels very like of the moment.
Yeah,
on the
well,
nose,
it,
like.
I would maybe a while isn't, but he's been around for a couple years for sure.
Okay, yeah. To me, I would definitely have thought like this is the post Get Lucky era. You know, we hear like pop songs doing, you know, the
disco
thing.
I'm all in for it. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's really good. I'm into it. I'm not gonna like. Probably go out and I'm not buying his stock, but
wow,
I think
okay.
he's like,
I'll make you a joint shareholder at some point. You'll be no, like, you oh, I wish I'd gotten in. Well, Natalie,
I feel like we're playing like
you.
Pop singer fantasy. Like, yeah, I'm not drafting Eric Hassel, but like, you know, I'm into it. It was a good song, he's a good singer.
Boom.
All right. Well, let's listen to him. I like your comment, by the way, that he looks like he could be a Coachella, because he does have that like uber stylish look.
He's like how to dress.
You guys
well.
Like what's so funny, going back to Coachella for a quick second, like it is so funny to see me at Coachella because I am the least stylish person ever. Like I wore a Philadelphia 76ers jersey and like silly looking black shorts. Like that was my Coachella look. I looked like a
like you're going to the gym, basically.
Yeah, basically. It almost looked like I was going to the gym. Wore my Bjork shirt one of the days.
I mean, that had to
very
go over
hip.
Well.
I mean,
yeah.
Come on. I don't own a Bjork shirt.
Yeah.
Right.
But I wear that anyway.
So you're just intrinsically hip.
Yeah,
and you fit in at Coachella, unlike your like argument.
That's
here,
true.
So.
That is true. Yeah, I still think I
you're
look
like
a bozo.
Just dress normal, just in my shorts, Dayglo face paint.
You should see like you
just
feathers
see your crop top to my and your
you should have seen some of the people that from Billboard, other people we went with. Like our editor Ty always goes to Coachella, and he is so on point with his like he had like the banana yellow shorts and like the lime green tank top. I was like, damn, dude, you have owned Coachella
today.
He
knows what he's doing. All right, well, let's listen to Eric Hassel. The song is called No Words.
I'm out of words, babe. No way to explain. Are you looking at me? What are you doing to me? I'm out of words, babe.
All right, that was Eric Hassel. And next and last, let's go to The Dream. Throw It Back from the recently released Crown EP.
Yeah, I picked this mostly because I'm just always endorsing The Dream.
Yeah.
Like, go out and, like, listen to all of his EPs just because.
You've already bought the stock and now you're trying to appreciate its value.
Exactly. I'm just trying to drive up Dream stock. That's mostly what it is. The Dream, if you're listening, I bought your stock. Whatever that means.
He's definitely listening.
I know he loves you guys. So, yeah, basically this just feels like very. It feels like classic The Dream to me. You know, they're snapping, which
he loves the snaps.
You know, that brings me back to like, you know, the first wave of The Dream, like 2009. But it's got a little bit of the DJ Mustard vibe too, like the 808s and the shouting and everything. I don't know. I just think, you know, it's just The Dream doing what he does best, which is singing and like making party songs. But it's like, it's kind of sparse. Like club music, you know what I mean?
Totally. Yeah, I don't, Natalie, I'm sure you don't know this, but my Twitter profile used to be like writer at Billboard, believer that the Dream is the best artist working today. Like, so I'm a big Dream head as well. Dream head. I was totally disappointed by the 4Play album, and I think he was kind of too. Like, the last time he was in here, I asked him about that album, and he was like, well, it finished my record contract, so now he's with, you know, now he's with Capitol Records. Mm-hmm. He's putting out the Crown EP and then the Jewel EP. And yeah, I really like this EP. I think that it's not quite as amazing as his first three albums, but I think that he's kind of feeling his way back into what he does best with, like you said, the snaps and the kind of funny throwaway lines and the great ad-libs. And I'm just happy to see him kind of back and doing his thing. I think he's kind of realized that he might, or maybe he hasn't realized that he's never going to be like a crossover star. I'm going to throw it to you because my Siri was blown up. But yeah, I love it.
I actually don't have that much to add. Yeah, I think it's interesting what you said about, you know, like, will he become a crossover star? Because I certainly, when he came out, I mean, I guess, what, 2009, I knew so many people in music who were like, oh my God, like, this guy is the next thing. Like, either the next big thing or just, like, the next, like, brilliant artist. And yeah, he's put out a lot of great stuff, but never really seemed to, like, get both, like, the popularity and like critical recognition that you know, early fans seem to predict. But he's still like totally solid. Like the 4Play album was, I guess, a bit of a letdown, but like he just like is immaculate at crafting songs.
Yeah.
And like what he does, he's the best at making the Dream sound.
Yeah.
And I say that because there are a lot of people who have imitated him since then, and he's still easily the best and most relevant at kind of
I love,
the soundy help pioneer.
On this EP, have you heard the song Sadie's Benz?
Yeah.
That's the song after this one. And oh man, I love that song. Yeah, The Dream. He's back. I think he came in here a couple months ago, maybe like early February, and played both EPs, and the Jewel one's awesome too. So
yeah, the only other thing I will say is that I like that the background, just a bunch of people going, yup, yup, yup.
Yeah,
I know.
Great.
It's so great.
Classic.
It's
like, yeah.
Yeah, though that's like the DJ Mustard thing, I think.
Right.
I don't know.
Anyways, always a big fan of Yeps. so let's listen to it. It's The Dream, Throw It Back, and this is from the Crown EP.
Just love me endlessly, I swear I'll be whatever you need. Put me on the clock from the sun.
That was The Dream. The song was Throw It Back. That's all we got for this week. Thanks. Jason, it's so good to have you back.
Hey, thanks, guys.
The office is a happier place when Jason's here.
Much happier.
Oh, thanks, guys. Wow.
And Natalie, how was your first? How do you feel about you? I think you did great. You seem very comfortable on the mic.
Well, yeah, it was fun. Thank you.
We should say that Erica, I think, might be out sick still.
I don't know. Well, we love it. We love you, Erica.
I want Erica to get better. No offense.
She was in, and then so she's been off and on with the cold. So
yeah,
yeah.
So, well, so
warm wishes.
Not trying to replace her.
To Erica. Anyways, if you have any recommendations, tweet them at us, and otherwise, have a lovely week.
Yeah,
talk to you later.
Good week.
Bye, guys.
Thanks.